This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So it's time for All Creatures Great and Small with Serena Faber-Nelson from the dog blog prettyfluffy.com. Now, today we're talking about gorillas. Now, we know that gorillas have been having a tough time in the wild, but recently there's been a new threat emerging, and actually, the thing that is causing all the problems is the Humble mobile phone. Now, it might seem like an obscure link, but Serena, just tell us, what's the link between mobile phones and gorillas?
Morning, Katrina. Well, it is a bizarre connection, but what it comes down to is a mineral ore called coltan. Now, this is used in the construction of each and every mobile phone made. Now, where gorillas come into it is that 80% of the world's reserves of coltan are found in the Congo. This, of course, presents a problem because this is the exact same area that a number of species of gorillas and other primates call home. Mm. So as the demand for coltan increases, the mining companies encroach further and further on the gorillas' natural habitat. Not only does this wipe out more and more of the rainforest where the gorillas live, gorillas also end up being hunted for food as humans populate these areas.
Oh, no. So people actually, like, eating gorillas? They're actually being hunted by people.
Yeah, well, as the mining operations expand, adult gorillas either find their habitats completely destroyed or they end up as bushmeat for the human populations coming into the area. And for baby gorillas, they're on sold as pets in the black market. So there's really no good outcome for any of them. Mm. Rescue organisations and sanctuaries are doing the best they can to try and find homes for the gorillas affected by the mining. But as mobile phones become more and more popular, the devastating effects in the Congo continue.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about the gorillas I've seen at Taronga Zoo, and they are such massive animals. You know, not like that. Like you think orangutan. No. They're much, much bigger. And I guess they would need a bit of space to forage and to move around.
Exactly, and live in communities, yeah.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, everybody has a mobile phone these days, so there must be a lot of this coltan stuff being used.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, at last count, there are about 1 billion mobile phones sold in the world every year.
1 billion, so, wow.
As this number climbs, the number reflecting gorilla populations decreases. Between 1996 and 2001, there was a 90% decline in the population of the eastern lowland gorilla. And for the mountain gorillas, the ones that we know from Gorillas in the Mist, things are much worse. There are now only about 680 of them left living in the wild. So their whole worldwide species has been reduced to nothing really more than the size of a small country town.
I grew up in a town, population 650, so that is like the world supply of gorillas. That's pretty sad. You wouldn't think something like a mobile phone could cause so much trouble. Is there something else that they can use instead of this coltan, or is it a matter of, like, I don't know, what do we do?
Luckily, can all keep our mobiles. We don't have to give them up. That's not what we're saying. But what we can do to help is through recycling our old mobiles. By recycling the coltan in our old phones, we decrease the need for mining, and so that helps save the gorillas from the effects of the mining.
Well, when you think about how quickly people go through their phones, there must be a lot of phones sitting around in people's cupboards. How can you actually recycle them? You can't obviously just chuck them in the recycling bin.
No, but to make it easy, Zoo Victoria and Taronga Zoo have a great mobile phone recycling program where they provide you with free postage to send your mobile phone off to be recycled. So you grab it out of the cupboard and do it through them. The old phones that are completely recycled for the coltan, they're the ones that are just recycled, whereas phones less than 5 years old are actually refurbished for sale, with the proceeds going towards gorilla conservation projects. So it's really win-win. And better yet, they're actually encouraging people to get their workplaces and schools involved by doing group donations, because really, let's face it, most of us have been through our fair share of phones, and we have at least one or two old ones hanging around somewhere.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've seen, now that I think about it, in my local library there was a collection point for mobile phones, and I think it even goes to a charity as well. So, yeah, it's a pretty good option, isn't it? So that's pretty much all we need to do to help gorillas is recycle our mobile phones. How can people find out more about this, Serena?
Well, for more info on the gorillas and the phone recycling programs, people can visit Zoos Victoria at www.zoo.org.au and follow the links, and the Taronga Conservation Society at www.taronga.org.au.
And another way you can find out more is to go to the Gorilla Keeper Talk at Taronga Zoo, because I know that they give you fantastic information there. I've seen that one with my daughter, and yeah, it's a great show. Thanks so much, Serena.
Thanks, Katrina.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.